President Trump's first full cabinet meeting earlier this week masked a big problem. Most of the departments and large agencies lack deputies, the equivalents of chief operating officers. Without them, it's hard to get things done. When they do arrive, they'll have some help from a new study by the Partnership for Public Service and Booz Allen Hamilton. Joining me with more, Mallory Barg-Bowman, Vice President for Research and Evaluation at the Partnership. Good morning, Mallory.
Good morning, Tom.
And Ron Sanders, Vice President at Booz Allen and former IRS Chief Human Resources Officer. Ron, good to have you back.
Tom, thanks for having me.
What did you look at here, and what were the main findings with respect to the number two people that ought to be at agencies?
Well, Tom, I do think you underscored this at the outset. These are chief operating officers. That's typically the deputy secretary, the deputy agency head. And they sit at the interface between the deciding and the doing in any given agency or department. They really are the person that can drive a lot of the management reforms that the Trump administration has announced. And there's good news there. The Trump administration has a management agenda. They've announced it, and not everyone likes it, but frankly, it's in our view, the fact that so early on they've underscored the importance of a management agenda and have set about to execute it, that's a really good thing. The problem is we need deputy secretaries in place to drive it. They are really the key.
And Mallory, these are Senate-confirmed positions also, and I think the partnership has been tracking the fact that this administration is still not where it ought to be, especially relative to its predecessors at this point in time, of having those people in place.
That's exactly right, Tom. So we have been tracking it, and you want to make sure these people are in place. You know, as Ron was saying, and I couldn't agree more, is these are really non-political positions in many ways. These are folks who are going to make sure that things get done, regardless of how you feel about various policies. I think we all can agree that we want better government. We want government that can run well. And these COOs are able to make that happen. I think one of the really interesting things about how Ron and I did this report is we interviewed more than three dozen individuals who have held this role. We talked to folks who have served in both Republican and Democratic administrations, and we talked to them before we knew who was going to win. And so our question to them was the how. How, regardless of who's in office, how can we make sure that government can run better? How can they get the people they need? How can they buy things they need? How can they have the technology they need? This report that we're releasing today really gets at that critical question of how.
And Ron, what are some of the big hows?
Well, we've identified four that are key. And as Mallory said, this comes from the collective wisdom of some 30 formers, assistant secretaries of management, COOs, deputy secretaries. There really was a pretty strong consensus around the how, Tom. First, you got to hold your agencies and your leaders accountable. We're going so far in the report as to recommend that political appointees get the same sort of performance contract. Here are the results I expect of you from the president that their career executives get from them, a rather novel thought. But we also suggest that agencies and OMB ought to keep score. But the whole idea here is around accountability. Hold them accountable for results and outcomes. Secondly, look, we all know this. If you're going to get a lot of these things done, the career workforce needs to be engaged and motivated. They need to be energized by this. We think that feds want good government as much as any political appointee. You just need to harness that energy. Get them in the door. Tell them the way it is. Be straight with them. Be transparent. Engage them and get their good ideas. Because, Tom, we know, and you know, they know where everything is. They know where the fat is. They know what needs to be cut, et cetera. So the second thing, keep the workforce engaged. Third, this is, I think, a relatively new area, and that is to really focus on working across agencies. Think about the enterprise. The agencies themselves have done a pretty good job looking inside their own ranks and cleaning up inefficiencies and redundancies. But as GAO has pointed out, the real redundancies occur between agencies. How many agencies need to do X or Y or Z? And we know that in every case, there are double-digit agencies doing the same things. The President's Management Council is potentially a very powerful vehicle for doing that, a platform to make some of those cross-agency enterprise-level decisions. So we're really encouraging the Deputy Director of Management at OMB, when he or she is named, and the deputy secretaries who comprise the PMC to really leverage that platform to get these things done. And then lastly, this is a bit delicate, but we're also suggesting that the government ought to finish what it started. There are a lot of good ideas that began in the last administration. In most cases, they have not yet been taken to scale. It's always hard for a new administration to come in and embrace what the last one did, but we think management stuff is relatively apolitical. There are some good management things that have been started. In many cases, in individual agencies, they're relatively isolated. And we're advocating that the Trump administration look at those things, do a triage if you want, but identify those that are worth keeping and finish them up, go to scale, get them implemented government-wide, because progress has been made. Don't ignore it.
We're speaking with Ron Sanders, Vice President at Booz Allen Hamilton, and Mallory Barg Bowman, Vice President for Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service. And Mallory, Ron mentioned a couple of things: working across agencies, finding people that you can partner with and scale with, perhaps some of the ongoing initiatives. A big problem is often at the career level, people may not really know the people across the agency boundaries. And I believe the partnership, among other organizations, offers ways for career executives to get to know one another.
I think that's right. And it always comes down to, what are you trying to do together? The president has talked in the past couple of weeks really about focus on infrastructure. And one example that we highlight in the report really talks about collaboration around infrastructure. It's focused on something called the FAST Act, which stands for Fixing America's Surface Transportation Act of 2015. And what this law does is it requires agencies to coordinate for large infrastructure projects and establish an interagency council to improve permitting. And we saw some really unbelievable outcomes when agencies were able to work together. You know, we're all familiar with the Tappan Zee Bridge, which goes over the Hudson River in New York State, and it's a major connection point between New England and the Port of New York.
I always drive it with my eyes closed.
I'm not sure that that's the best idea. We can talk about that after the interview. But the you know, what this really focused on is, anytime you have a large infrastructure project, you have many partners in play. You have the Federal Highway Administration, you have the EPA, you have the Army Corps of Engineers, you have a lot of state and local entities, in this case, the New York Department of Environmental Conservation. What they were able to do with the Tappan Zee Bridge is really make sure these folks were working together and doing some of steps of the project together rather than sequentially. And you know, you may ask the so what from that. What they actually saw is it reduced the time it took to launch the bridge replacement effort to 1.5 years from the usual 3 to 5 years. That's a real difference that affects people's lives. I mean, it makes it easier for people to get where they're going and do so in a safe way. When agencies work together, you know, we know from years and years of experience of both the best places to work in the federal government rankings, as well as talking with federal managers throughout the government, people fundamentally believe in the mission of their agency. When they're able to work together, they're able to get to better outcomes.
So, Ron, it sounds as if the job one now for the Trump administration would be to get that second tier group of people in place, at least nominate them, and then let the Senate hopefully do its work.
That is true. That needs to happen. But I will say this. There's already been at least one meeting of the President's Management Council that we know of. It was populated by senior career folks in each of the agencies. And that's a formidable bunch. They're seasoned, they're savvy, and they know how to get things done. So it's not like the government is on pause here. The reorganization plans that the OMB director called for are due, I think, today or sometime this week. And we know that agencies have been working diligently to do that. It helps to have the political leadership in place, but the career deputies have been working the issue. But I will underscore something that you said, Tom, because I do think, as remarkable as the Tappan Zee example is, it is still the exception to the rule. And the partnership and Booz Allen have written about this before. The government doesn't do things well as an enterprise. Interagency, intergovernmental, that horizontal government, we know that so many of the important things government does involve multiple agencies and multiple levels of government, and in many cases, other nations. And we are still very, very stovepiped. And that's one of the reasons we're such strong advocates of the President's Management Council. That's a place where that cross-agency collaboration can begin. The career deputies have begun it, and I think they've left the door open now for the political appointees, the DEPSECs and the other COOs, to come in and just hit the ground running.
And Mallory, that report out this morning.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, folks are headed into the office now. They can certainly tune into our report release. You're welcome to come to the Partnership for Public Service this morning or to join us online. We'll be live streaming it and releasing it through our many channels.
Mallory Barg-Bowman is Vice President for Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service. Ron Sanders, Vice President at Booz Allen Hamilton, former IRS Chief Human Resources Officer. Thank you both.
Thanks very much.
And find out more on that latest report and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.